we present Kipling in Love. 8 plays based on short stories by Rudyard Kipling, dramatized by Ed Thompson. Nina Wadia plays Bisesa, Gareth Armstrong, Trejago, and Renu Setna, the narrator, in Beyond the Pale. The City of Lahore, 1885.
To some, the great city is a chaos, a swarming mass of humanity. But there are walls, there are locked gates, to impose a certain order, a certain safety. This is the story of a man who willfully stepped beyond those safe limits. Why? For love.
The hour is late, Master, and my feet are sore. We have walked the streets for hours.
It's the language of the streets that sings the heart of the city, Mahbub. And if I would know the city, I must know its heart.
Yes, Master.
And so, Durga Charan, by train you came all the way from Delhi.
I did.
Oh.
Bisesa?
Yes, auntie?
Help Gorchan to more vegetables and naan.
Oh. Thank you, child. In these trains, you have to sit with all castes and people?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It is so.
And not even separate carriages for men and women.
No?
Why have you talk out of turn?
May I go to my room, uncle?
Of course, my dear. But do not be frightened of this grumpy old bear.
No, I would like to read for a while.
Very well, you may go.
Leela, Bisesa will go to her room.
Very good. Come, my dear.
Good night to you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Your little niece, she reads the holy scriptures?
She reads the Arabian Nights and prays to the gods to send her a lover.
Oh, wife, don't be hard on her. Since her husband died, Bisesa has only her books.
Tell me again about this train. It saves many hours, huh?
What is this place, Mahbub, you know? The bowels of the city, Saab. They call it Amir Nuts Gully.
Intriguing. Now, let's see where it goes.
It is a dead end, Master.
How do you know?
Because, as a boy, I heard it buffaloes here.
Buffaloes?
This dark place on the right-hand side is a cowshed.
Huh?
It used to belong to a Bengali merchant from the bazaar. Can you not smell it?
Oh, well. I shall explore for myself, then.
Master, take care. They used to store...
Oh, grief! What's that?
Sacks of cattle food. Are you all right?
No bones broken, but I've torn my trousers. What's that?
I hear nothing.
Oh, yes, you do. You come out. You listen. It's a woman. Light a match, Mahbub. Quickly, man. Ah, you see? A single window. A romantic. Like a castle.
Or a prison. Let us go, Master. You have an early meeting with the collector in the morning.
Wait here, Mahbub. Hello? Hello there at the window. You find my clumsiness amusing, eh? But remember the words of a poet. Can a man stand upright in the face of the naked sun? Or a lover in the presence of his beloved?
Well, do I know these lines? Alas, Alas, can the moon tell the lotus of her love when the gate of heaven is shut and the clouds gather for the rain?
The master is locking up, little one. Time to sleep.
Thank you, Leela. Good night.
Good night.
Was it not even as I said? A dead end?
I wonder, Mahbub. I wonder.
You still wish to find refreshment?
No, I've listened my fill. Home to bed. Early meeting, didn't you say?
This way.
Right. That's just about it. How very good of you to see me so early, Tejago. I have a very full day and I wanted to get this business sorted.
Oh, I'm delighted to oblige. And I'm grateful for the advance warning.
Well, I must get on. Oh, by the way, to more important matters. There are theorists stopping over as usual on our way north. Can I rely on you to do your duty once again?
Of course. And it's not a duty. I like your sister enormously.
Oh, good.
You can escort Dorothy to Danzig on Saturday after the polo.
Looking forward to it.
Very good.
Can the moon tell the lotus her love when the gate of heaven is shut?
Talk to Diego! Master! Master!
Mahbub, what are you doing down there? What is it?
A word with you, sir.
Oh, very well. Come up.
Yeah, what is it?
I found it in the cart after I dropped you off this morning. Somebody must have thrown it in the back as we rode along.
Oh, very interesting. Let's have a look. Well. It's a letter. An object letter. Look, a woman's bangle, or rather, what's left of a bangle, a flower, and, what's this stuff?
Busa.
Busa? Oh, cattle food.
Yes, sir.
And cardamoms. Well, what do you make of it?
It's not for me to say.
Oh, come along, Mabu, don't play the idiot with me. I know something about object letters, but I'm only an ignorant Englishman. You must help me translate it. Now, the broken bangle, that stands for a widow.
Yes.
And a blood-red blossom. Danger?
This is a flower from the dark bush. The dark can also mean desire, or come, or even right.
Can it now?
According to the other things with it.
I see. And the cardamoms symbolize?
When there is only one, a cardamom means jealousy.
Yeah, but we have 11.
So, no symbol meaning. 11 just means 11.
Right. And a pinch of cattle food. Cattle food, which I blundered into last night. This package comes from the woman who spoke the verses to me last night. So, the message runs, a widow...
In the gully in which is the heap of cattle food.
Yes. Desires me to come at 11 o'clock. Well, my dear, here I come.
Alone upon the housetops to the north, I turn and watch the lightning in the sky.
The glamour of thy footsteps in the north, come back to me, beloved, or I die. Hello.
Hello. Pull back your cloak. Let me see your face again.
I'm not so good to look upon as you. What's your name?
Viseza.
Viseza. The sound of a kiss. Are you alone?
My woman, Leela, sleeps outside my door. She who threw the letter into your cart.
Can you open the window?
No.
Ah.
Come again tomorrow night at the same time.
You'll do something about the window?
Perhaps. Go now.
Until tomorrow.
That night was the beginning of many strange things, and of a double life, unlikely as a dream.
Good day. Another card?
Afraid so.
Oh, dear. It's Tim Bob you owe me.
Another hand?
No, thanks. I know, and I'm beaten.
Off of the road, Brandy?
No, not for me. I'm for an early night. But thanks for a splendid evening.
Oh, well, good night, old chap. See you at the game on Saturday. Oh, best Bib and Tucker afterwards, don't forget.
What?
Dorothea.
Oh, yes.
Say, sir. You there?
Yes, I am here. So, you have returned.
Well, of course. How could I not? And look, tonight the moon smiles on us.
Wait one moment. Lila.
I am here.
Come and help me.
Well done, little one. You've had a busy day.
Can you climb through?
Make room. There's an old wagon here. Perfect ladder.
Sambaki.
Come in.
I think you are in already.
You're very beautiful.
What is your name?
Trejago. Christopher Trejago.
Christopher? I have not said it correctly.
You say it divinely. Indeed, you have excellent English.
My father worked for an English family.
What pretty bangles.
I like to wear them.
Your hands so tiny, so delicate. And when you talk, your hands flutter like leaves in the breeze.
You are a poet.
No. I work in an office. But I appreciate beauty.
You must not stay long.
I know.
You have a wife in England?
No. No wife anywhere. And you, your husband is dead.
Yes. This is the house of my mother's sister and her husband. They are kind to me. But I am lonely.
Not anymore. Not anymore. You shall be my Psyche.
What? What is that?
It's an old story. Cupid and Psyche were lovers, but he only ever came to her at night.
In the old story, after some adventures, Psyche was made immortal. Eternal life. A blessing or a curse?
Sir. Sir Trejago. Time to wake up. It is almost noon, Master.
Coffee.
Coffee is there beside you.
Ah.
Did you say noon?
It is almost 12, yes.
Oh, great. Better get to the office.
It is Saturday, sir.
What? Is it? Oh. Oh, thank God.
And the collector will collect you at noon, if my memory serves me correctly.
Very droll, my boob.
Droll? Oh. I do not know this word. But I know the saying, burning candle at both ends.
Looking a bit washed out, old man. You sure you're up to polo this afternoon?
Ah. Never felt better. What's the matter? You got a bet on the game?
Of course. It's all the opposition as it happens.
Go on, that's right! Go on! No! Right, man! Right, go on! Oh, no!
Well played, Trejago.
Don't play, old man.
Splendid show, Mr. Trejago. Courting game, well done.
Well, in here every hour.
Did you see the game?
Darling, of course I didn't. But Ernest has been bewailing the 20 guineas he lost.
Well, I detect a certain sisterly glee.
Oh, Ernest can afford it. He's always been good with money. Gets it from Mama. I take half a palm, mule-headed.
Well, a more comely mule never graced our dance.
Silver-tongued brute. How I love you. Come along, let's find a drink. I think your exertions of this afternoon have taken it out of you. Oh, that's better. Fresh air. It's good to see you again.
And you.
You know, every year when I make this little stopover, I expect to find you married.
Oh, I'm just a dusty old desk waller.
Nonsense. I've seen 20 women tonight who would make an honest man of you.
Oh, God save me from them. Anemic socialites trying to remake India into Kensington or Belgravia, and then complaining when it doesn't work.
My dear, I had no idea you were so disaffected.
Well, you bring it out of me. But honestly, Dorothea, what a weird and wonderful country this is. I love it, and I want to experience it. I'm never bored. Except when I had to dress up and cavort in what passes for society here.
Thank you.
Present company, always accepted. And to prove it, how about another dance?
I thought you would never ask. Great.
Hmm?
It is a wonderful country, but...
But what?
Well, I worry for you. A man needs... something else. I really believe that, Chris.
So do I. And you're an angel to worry your beautiful head about me. But you mustn't, honestly. Now, what about that dance? Yes, what is it?
Do you love me?
More than anyone else in the world.
Which was true. And yet, while the Dorothea Memsahib was there, he walked with her, took her to concerts, rode out with her to the countryside, never for a moment fearing that this would affect his out-of-the-way life. Ah, but there are 1,000 eyes in the city, and mouths.
Here I am.
What is it, my dear? Well, come to me. Let me hold you.
No.
Little one, what's wrong?
You do not love me.
What? Why do you say so?
You think I am stupid? You think I do not know what goes on outside in the world? Leela.
I don't understand.
Leela, I am here. Tell him I am not mad. Tell him I do not make things up. Tell him you have seen him with the white men, sir.
I have seen him.
The white men? Oh, you mean Dorothea?
It is true. You do not deny it?
Well, yes, it's true.
I knew it. I knew it. Leave us, Leela. You don't love me. You have betrayed me.
Oh, now, wait. Wait just a minute.
What is to become of me? I will kill myself.
Now, let me explain. It's not as you think.
Nothing is as I thought.
Dorothea, the Mensab, is a friend.
You rush out with her alone. You dance close together. A friend?
In the West, in my country, it is possible for a man and a woman to do these things and just be friends. You must try to understand.
I do not. But this I understand. It is not good that I should have made you dearer than my own heart to me, Sahib.
Don't call me that. I'm Christopher.
You are an Englishman. I am only a black girl.
You are fairer to me than sunlight.
On my soul and my mother's soul, I love you. There shall no harm come to you, whatever happens to me.
Nothing will happen to you. Come, let me hold
you. No! Better you go now.
But why? Dorothea means nothing to me. And besides, she'll be gone from the city soon.
No. You must go. And everything between us must stop.
I won't do that.
If you will not, I swear I will kill myself.
Lisa!
I mean it. You go now. And forget me. Never come back.
I've never seen you like this.
No more talk. Leela?
Yeah?
Help me with this. I kiss your forehead. Because I love you. And love cannot die.
I don't understand.
Better that you don't. Just go.
Very well.
Who would be immortal? Sometimes death is a boon.
How was it done, old woman?
Punish me and have done.
Come here. I have tried everything, but she will not tell.
So, little one, I treated you well, like my own child, and this is how you repay me?
I meant no disrespect. I was lonely.
No disrespect? In every mouth in the city, my name is a laughing stock. Gayadin.
Master.
Bring my soul.
No, no.
Shut your mouth.
Little one, you will remember what you have done to me every day of your life.
A long life if the gods are just.
Every day when you wish you could brush your hair from your eyes.
Master.
No!
Every day when you wish you could knead your own bread.
No, Master, not that, not that.
So, Leela, at last you know where your loyalty lies.
Durga Charan is a wise man.
No! Leela, no! No!
Saab, Saab, wake up. What is it, Mahbub?
Look, this package.
Mahbub, when did this come?
Someone threw it on veranda just now.
Thank you, Mahbub. Thank you for waking me.
Uh,
You don't want me to drive you in the cart?
No. I'll go alone. Don't wait up, Mabuk.
Here I am, my love. You see, once again, the moon smiles on us. But what is it, little one? Come to me. What are you holding behind you? Show me. My God. My God, what have they done to you? Your hands. Oh, Jesus.
Infidel. Now you pay.
No!
Sam, are you hurt? Just here. Much blood. Can you walk? Just fine. Lean on me, huh? The cart is at the end of the gully.
If I had not decided to disobey him and to follow him against his wishes, he might have lain there and bled to death. As it was, well, I patched him up. He walks with a slight limp to this day. A riding strain, he tells the curious. And as for Bisesa, Sahib Trijego knew some things about this weird and wonderful country. But he did not know then what he does now. That in certain castes, a fallen woman has her hands severed at the wrists. To his credit, he tried to find her. But he does not know where lies the front of the house. It may open onto a courtyard common to two or more houses. It may lie behind any one of a score of gates. He cannot tell. He has lost her in the city, where each man's house is as guarded and unknowable as the grave. And the grating that opens into Amarnath's gully has been walled up.
In Beyond the Pale by Rudyard Kipling, Nina Wadia played Bisesa, Gareth Armstrong, Trijego, and Renu Setner, the narrator. Lyndon Gregory played Mahbub and Gayadin, Gadiel Sira, Charan, Amajit Dew, Gar Chand, Charabara Shokchi, Naini, Heather Emmanuel, Leela, Francis Jeter, Dorothea, and John Evetts, Matlin. Original music was composed and played by Trevor Allen Davis. Beyond the Pale was dramatized by Ed Thomason and directed by Adrian Bean.